on this episode of Counting Cars.
Wow.
You got a crazy old Corvette? That screams psycho 70s, man.
Mm-hmm.
What would you want for it?
It's actually her car.
So she's the car guy? Is that the deal?
No.
Whatever.
What are you looking for?
We need a muffler.
You don't know what part number or anything?
Dum-dum, forgot it.
Sounds like muscle. He's like...
An Impala like this should be a two-door, man.
You don't have the skill set to make a four-door look smooth.
Ah! What do you want for it?
Vegas is a gambling town. Most people bet with chips. I bet with rides.
Look at this.
And I always go all in.
Wow.
What would you take for this? I'm Dan, a.k.a. The Count. And this is my all-star team. We find them.
Where's the rest of the car at?
Fix them. Flip them. Sometimes I keep them. This thing is sick. I want this car. For my crew, every job's high stakes. And we can't afford to lose. This is Counting Cars.
Just doesn't seem like a great place for a cowboy.
Let's pull him over. Dude, nice horse. What do you want for it? Can I talk to you about your horse?
We're horse guys.
Yeah, man, we're horse guys, man. Exactly.
So Mike talked me into going for a little ride today. Said a buddy of his saw an old, crazy custom Corvette. So we're checking this thing out, man.
So tell me about this car.
He said he goes to the junkyards all the time and he ran across it, but he says it's got huge fender flares on it. It's just got a huge fin on it and it's all molded into one. I mean, it just seemed cool.
Do you know these folks?
No.
Okay. Well, he's got some stuff. I can see that.
I got big hopes, man. Whenever I'm told that there's a Corvette from the 70s that's custom, it's got my full attention.
Dude, this is you.
No.
That is you.
I am white trash to the T, but...
Yes, you are.
I'd have to grow out the back of my hair. What's a mohawk going into a mullet?
A mullet.
Mullet?
A mullet. You can start a whole new trend.
It's an old Jag here, man. That's an early version, Series 1. This would make a nice small block Chevy conversion.
Looks like it'd make a nice... It should just stay here.
Yeah, I know. How you doing? Yeah, as a matter of fact, I do. I'm Danny.
I'm Wes.
Wes. Nice to meet you. This
how
is
you
Mike. You talk to Mike on the phone.
Talk to the phone, brother.
Brittany, how you doing, darling? I'm Danny. Nice to meet you. This is Mike.
Brittany.
Mike was telling me that you got a crazy old Corvette out here.
Well, I saved it from the crushers that I'll show up to.
Yeah, let me see it.
We're just yardies. Somebody that runs around the city in a tow truck and finds old cars and bring them here and, you know, sell them as projects to people. It's a 74 convertible.
Look at that
Holy
thing.
Mackerel. That screams psycho 70s, man.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Man, this is huge wide body.
The fender flares are monster on this car.
It's unusual. I know it's a little rough, but it's definitely a builder.
What would you want for it?
It's actually her car.
So she's the car guy? Is that the deal?
No.
Whatever. I've been working on classic cars for about 6 years now. I have about a dozen that I'm working with.
Is this something you would consider selling?
Yeah.
You
absolutely.
Would? Absolutely. What would you want for it?
Probably, I don't know, 15.
1500?
I think that's pretty fair.
The body shop would kick you in your ass if you brought this in.
I know, man. I know. Honestly, I'm going to have to pass only from the fact that it needs so much restoration.
Okay.
But you got a cool ride. So if
Thanks.
I was you, I'd hold on to it.
It's good yard art.
It's good yard art. I like that, man.
Yes.
What definitely. About the 68 Roadrunner here? Just saying, it was just kind of behind me talking to me here. 68, first year for the Roadrunner.
Yep.
I love these cars. I've been wanting a Roadrunner for a very, very long time. Now, this one, a 68, man, this would make an amazing addition to my collection. I don't care how much work this thing needs, I want it. I love it.
Me too.
Well, all we got to find out is, can we have it?
I'm thinking no.
Not ready to go on this one yet, huh?
Mm-mm.
It does say 5,000 on the damn windshield.
Well, I don't even know if we'd even do it for that.
$6,500 in cash.
She's the decision maker on this one.
Not today.
Not today?
Mm-mm.
What are you doing tomorrow?
I don't know about tomorrow, but yeah. Definitely not today.
Not today?
She doesn't sell anything, guys. She's like a hoarder. She won't sell stuff.
I don't blame you. Man, this is a real bummer. I was really getting into this car, but I hate leaving empty-handed. So I'm gonna keep shopping, see if I can't find myself a quick flip.
What about this one?
Old Impala.
This one's got all its pieces.
Too many doors, man.
Yeah, that's the only downfall to this one.
Yeah.
So what about the four-door? It's got more to love.
What year is this?
65.
65. Getting its name from a speedy and agile African antelope, this 1965 four-door Impala was designed to compete with the full-size models that ruled the market at the time. 1965 brought a complete revamp to this Chevy, switching from the 50s-style X-frame to a new full-perimeter body that provided super strength and a more quiet, comfortable ride. The new design must have turned a few heads because the Impala set an all-time annual sales record with more than 1 million units sold in the U.S., a feat that has never been surpassed.
An Impala like this, to me, it should be a two-door, man.
You're saying you don't have the skill set to make a four-door look smooth? Is that what you're saying?
Say I can't do a four-door.
Well, it sounds like you said you can't.
I can do a four-door.
Sound like you were questioning yourself.
Ah! You know what? Regardless it has too many doors, I guarantee you, being an Impala, we're going to flip this car and we're going to make money on it. What do you want for it?
We can do 5,000.
Can you go 25?
Ooh. What about four?
2750.
Let's do 35.
Go $3,000 with me in cash. $100 bills.
What do you think?
You can put that money towards that Roadrunner.
If you take it out of here, then I guess three.
That's fair.
What do you think?
That's a done deal.
All right.
I think the price is fair. $3,000, I'm cool with that. Even though it's a four-door, it is an Impala. And car guys love Impalas, so I'm confident I'll be able to put this thing together and flip it for a profit. Get this thing out of here.
Hey, I don't know.
You started the mouth. You started the lips flapping. It's your responsibility, man. Get this thing back there, and I'm going to show you what we do with four doors.
Yo, Doc.
What's up, Broly?
What are you doing, man?
I'm trying to rewire the 55.
Well, I say I would help if I could, but I see all those wires out there. It looks like chicken intestines.
That's why you don't do it, man.
So the body shop is fixing all the holes and cracks on my poor little electric car. And Mike is teaching me how to airbrush it so it will be sexy. But none of that is really matters if it doesn't have an engine. So I just need to make a deal with the doctor.
What are you doing?
I'm just sitting down. I'm on my lunch break, so...
Oh, must be nice.
I did wiring before. I don't know if you know.
It looks like you did this car, man.
No. I'm not. No, I did my bicycle. Back home in Hungary when I was a kid. Where are you going?
Just anywhere that isn't right next to you.
Whoa.
Come on, man.
I tripped over my bucks. I'm all right.
I don't really know what Rolly's up to, and I really don't care.
Rolly, please.
What do you want?
Well, you know, I have the electric car, you know? I showed you about it and...
Yeah, I know the electric car.
I figured maybe, you know, we could work something out, you know, off the clock.
Whoa, you want me to work off the clock?
Yeah.
On free time on your piece of electric car?
Did you just say...
Yes, I said piece of... Really needs my help. That's fine. No problem helping him out. But for free and on my own time... I got enough things to do around here.
You think it's possible we can make some kind of deal? I mean, I can detail you or cook you goulash or give you some good Hungarian moonshine or something. I mean, whatever you want, we make a deal. What? Come on, you know we're friends. I mean,
please.
Okay, I can help you. We can do it. We'll figure it out.
I'm here, man.
Oh, buddy.
Oh, sorry.
Okay, you got some tamale on me?
Tamale on
me. I've definitely been giving Rolly a hard time, but I want to help the guy. Seems to love this stupid little electric car project. Besides, tinkering with weird is right up my alley anyways. It's going to be like I'm a kid again.
Oh, I don't know about that guy.
I'm seeing a stock Roadrunner rear end sit right here.
Come on.
No, seriously.
It's a custom couch. Why wouldn't we do something custom to it?
Because it's your place.
Kev, what are we doing with the piece of junk?
I learned a long time ago not to ask questions. I just do what I'm told. And don't hit one of his cars.
I'm trying not to.
What's up, fellas?
What do we got this piece of junk in here for?
This is a 1969 Roadrunner rear end.
You ruined a Roadrunner?
No, bought it this way.
few weeks ago, I couldn't make a deal on a 68 Roadrunner that Horny Mike and I had found in a junkyard. And even though we scored a really cool 65 four-door Impala flip, owning a Roadrunner has become a complete obsession. I feel like I'm Wile E. Coyote chasing after this thing. But until I can find myself a whole one, I got an idea on how to get creative. The car had been in such a bad accident, the only thing that wasn't gone was the rear end. But I'm looking at it thinking, since there's no car left, let's make something cool out of it. So I want to figure out where I'm going to put this. And I'm seeing it right here, to be honest with you.
You want a piece of old garbage right here?
We're turning this into a sofa.
Why didn't he say that?
Well, I kind of figured that you would put that together, man. Are you still confused?
Well, if you're going to treat me like I'm ignorant because I don't know.
No.
You got to fill me in first before you treat me ignorant.
I'm not going to treat you like you're ignorant because you don't know. I'm just going to treat you like you're ignorant because you're ignorant.
You're both just jerks.
Kevin, help me. Let's pick this thing up and get it in place. I would, of course, love to build a complete Roadrunner. But with what I got to work with, that ain't gonna happen. So for now, I'm just gonna have to be happy chilling on a sweet Roadrunner couch. Sit in it, Mike.
Sit down in it, Mike.
This is horribly uncomfortable.
But see, imagine it with a platform and some cushions, a nice tuck and rolled up cushion that comes around here, and then the rest of this thing gets a wicked paint job. I want to put the taillights back in it. I want to wire it up so that the taillights are running all the time, the bumper back on it. This will be a wicked little love seat. Kevin, do me a favor, sit down in there.
Seriously?
Yeah, sit down in there.
Next to him?
Yeah, I'm sorry about that.
Did you take a shower today?
Are you kidding me? You know I only showers on Thursdays and Wednesdays.
Come here, Kev. It's a love seat.
Exactly.
Hey, not so close, buddy.
I'm seeing a stock Roadrunner rear end sit right here.
Ah, come on.
No, seriously. Factory
it's a
Roadrunner.
Couch.
No. Factory
it's
Roadrunner.
A custom couch. Why wouldn't we do something custom to it?
Because it's your place.
There you go. Finally got the right answer. Get it over, Fab. Let's start building this thing out.
Help me out.
Let me order you guys, like, a candle and some dinner or something.
Hey, a little help. A little help.
We've been cranking on this 1965 four-door Impala, and I believe I've actually got a potential buyer lined up for it, so we're putting this baby on the fast track so we can get her done. I need a part, so instead of waiting for delivery, I'm sending out the guy who doubted that I could flip this Impala in the first place, Horny Mike.
How you doing, man?
Good, what's up?
We need to get a muffler.
How you doing?
Good, how are you?
Good.
Give me the paper, Roy.
I gave it to you.
Why would I have it?
We were under the hood and I handed it to you.
No, you didn't.
No, I did. I knew I'm gonna drive, so I gave you the paper.
Awesome.
What are you looking for?
We need a muffler.
You don't know what part number or anything?
We have it all wrote down on a nice piece of paper and Dum Dum forgot it.
I know it starts with 11.
Can you bring out every part that starts with 11?
That's a lot of part numbers.
It's a muscle car.
65 Impala.
Okay. Yeah.
And it sounds like muscle. It's like boom, 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 boom.
Got anything like that? I don't even know how you can take him seriously.
Hang on. Let me run and get one.
We're going to do a lot of guessing.
You suck.
Yeah.
All right, let's try this one.
Hey, the brand is right because I knew it's the guy, you know, the driving the Ferrari with the mustache.
You're talking about Magnum P.I.?
Yeah. Well, whatever. I was pretty close, right?
Not at all. Not even in the same ballpark.
Is this sound like boom, 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 deep muscle?
Yeah. I don't know if it'll sound like that. It might sound close to that. It's going to have a deep sound like a muscle car.
Hey, it starts with 11.
Yeah, do you know about the inlet and outlets?
Yeah, it did say something about that.
Inner, center. It was not center. What is not center?
Well, it'd be offset.
Yeah, it was an offset.
One goes in, one out.
Okay.
Looks right to me.
Off center. Right. Because it's not on the center, so it's off. Right.
Yeah, both of them would be off center.
Yeah, this looks right. And it starts with 11.
Rolly better be right. I don't want to have to come back here again. I have important things to do. Well, no, I don't, but still. I don't want to come back again.
Thanks for putting up with my,
no problem, guys.
My small friend. No problem.
Next time, I'll bring the paper.
Okay. Roadrunner couch.
Have a seat.
Oh, yeah.
Ah.
Yeah.
I feel I'm going fast sitting still.
Bring that beautiful pot out, baby.
Whoa, you were holding out.
This thing is trick.
Wow.
Wow. We are working like mad on this 1965 Impala to turn her into one wicked four-door that is tons more horsepower than she ever had before. She is just about done, and we have found a potential buyer as we put those finishing touches on. Meanwhile, my custom Roadrunner couch is done, and my good buddy Davey Deals, he's here in the shop. He is the king of weird customizing things. Last year, he commissioned us to build him this wicked, wild, custom hot rod barbecue.
Very cool. That is a barbecue.
Now, this thing started off as just a little fun side project, but it came out so cool, I'm a little bit curious to see what Davey thinks of it. Are you ready to see this thing, man?
I'm ready.
All right. Look at that.
How she look to you?
That's some theater seating right there, brother man. I mean, it's just so cool.
Absolutely.
It's so beautiful.
You know what? It's actually very comfortable. Dave, you want to join me on this, man?
I'll join you.
Yeah, man. Come on. Haven't you?
Oh, yeah.
Ah. Yeah. This is comfy, man.
I feel I'm going fast sitting still.
So what do you do when all you have is the tail end of a 1969 Roadrunner? Well, you make a couch out of it. That's exactly what we did. Complete with a custom waterfall-style center console to hold your cups, beautiful leather bucket-style seating, a gorgeous Marugandy paint job, working taillights, chrome bumper. If I gotta have a couch that I'm sitting on, brother, this is it.
How do we look?
Like two grown men sitting on a couch together.
What about the lights?
That you got.
Oh, wow. Nice.
Even the backup lights.
Heck yeah.
I gotta say, bro, this is bad.
Yeah, I agree.
That's not it, though.
Oh, wait, there's more. Oh, nice.
Straight up Roadrunner horn.
I dig it. It's definitely way cool. What are you gonna do with this? It's gotta go in somebody's gaming room, theater room, bar room. I think we can turn this into cash. I can make a phone call and get good money for this.
What do you think it's worth?
$4,500. Split in half. That's...
Split in half. Split in half.
Wow. You greedy bastard.
Not only does Davey have this thing pegged at $4,500, but he's already trying to get in on the action. But this baby ain't going anywhere just yet. I mean, maybe when I get a whole Roadrunner of my own, I'll think about it. Davey, your generous offer of helping me turn this thing and splitting it with you 50-50 just because you sat on it.
I am a giver.
I really appreciate that. But in the meantime, Mike, would you do me a favor? Would you just rope it off? Because I don't want anybody touching it. Thanks, Mike.
Yeah, I got this.
We've been working for months on this 1965 Chevy Impala four-door that I bought from a junkyard. Now, I usually prefer cars like this in the two-door version, so I was really on the fence until Horny Mike started running his mouth.
You don't have the skill set to make a four-door look smooth, is that what you're saying?
No! I believe I can make any car look cool and flip it, so I snatched this thing up. And I gotta say, the body was in great shape, but the interior needed all kinds of work. The engine had to be completely rebuilt, and of course, we topped it off with a completely sick paint job. She's done, she's gorgeous, and I found a potential buyer who is specifically looking for a four-door Impala. So if he's got the cash and he loves what we did for her, today could be a big day for Counts Customs. So, Red, you're into the old Impalas.
Yeah.
Why the four-door?
Man, you're going to bring back memories now, but when I was seven, my father drove one. I remember pulling up in the back seat, just kind of looking out, thinking, you know, I just want to drive it.
It's got a beautiful body style, doesn't it?
Yeah. It's sexy.
I say we quit talking about it. You ready? You ready to see this thing? Rolly! Bring that beautiful pot out, baby!
Man. Check it out.
Yeah, man.
Wow. Got a sexy look, don't it?
Yeah, man.
You're talking about the car, not Rolly, right?
Check it out, man.
Looks good. Real nice, straight.
Oh, yeah. How you doing, Rolly?
What's up, brother?
Rolly, this is Red.
How's it going, Red?
Red,
nice to meet you.
Whoa, you do got a triple red in there.
Oh, yeah, man.
You were holding out. Call that the red gut.
There you go,
the
man.
Red gut.
Gotta have the red, brother. Gotta have the red.
Wow, you got the ball.
Uh-huh.
You got the... This thing is trick.
When we got the 65 Impala, the body was in good shape, but this car needed everything else. We added a brand new disc brake system to it, rebuilt the 350 Chevy motor, adding all kinds of horsepower. We added an amazing custom black paint job with beautiful deep red graphics and an amazing all red interior. This car screams cool even in its four-door vibe. This is a new car. This thing is ready to roll across the country and back.
Wow, this thing is crispy. When that Impala rolled out of the garage, I was thinking I was 7, standing on the step waiting for my parents to come pick me up for a second. It just, there it was. And I just felt it. I said, you know what? This car's got to be mine. I just feel it. It's got to be mine. What do you need for this car?
I am.
What's your number?
30 G's. You know what I had to put in this car to make it right.
30 G's? I'm thinking like I'm at an auction or something. 30 now, what are we thinking about, Danny? Come on, we got to get the real money, bro.
Get my bitter paddle.
Work with me. I'll tell you why. 25 grand, I'll be a gentleman. $25,000. You know I love the car, but work with me.
I've got some room, but I can't go that far.
What are we thinking about now? We're going to go, Danny, now? We're going to go 27?
I'm going to go 27 right now. Boom, 27. 27, and it's yours.
26.5, let me say, sold. Come on, 500, we'll get it started with the registration. Out of the 26.5, come on, bro.
You know what, Red? I want you to have this car. I think it matches you. 26.5, it's your car.
Yes,
it's
sold, yours. Sold. 26.5, we got it.
Amen. She's your ride, bro.
Congratulations.
She's your ride. Kevin, why don't you take Red in the
Let's
office?
Let's go inside, bro.
Do a little business. I'm going to get this baby ready to go.
Come on, buddy.
You know, I was hoping to make a little bit more on this flip, but hey, man, a profit is a profit. This was Red's ride, man. I knew it, he knew it, and I'm just glad that he got it. And if there was ever any doubt to anyone, including Horny Mike, that Counts Customs can take any vehicle, no matter how many doors, and turn it into a wicked ride, well, brother, man, we put that rumor to bed today.
You look beautiful.
Good job, honey.